Bank of Credit, this is Jo.
Hey, it's Kevin. How are you?
Hey, good. How are you?
Pretty good, pretty good. How are you doing?
Good. Okay, so do you have Mac already?
I do.
I don't. You do? Okay, cool. So I can just iMessage you. So I'm gonna do it through Join Me, which is like this platform where I can just control, take over the control on your computer, I guess you can say. Can you go? Actually, I'll send it again to you on Messenger. It just kbice at Bank of Cardiff for your Messenger?
BankofCardiff.com, yes.
Okay, cool.
Yes. Actually, you know what? I don't know if I have messages set up with that. You may have to
It's
either use
actually
my cell
highlighting
phone
red.
number. Yeah, you might have to use my cell phone number.
Okay. No, that's okay. If you could just go into the email I sent you about new phone system. And then on the first link, if you could just click on that, long one. And then click on download Bria 4.2 for Mac, support Yosemite.
Is that the one that the link talks about 8x8?
Yeah.
8x8.com? Okay.
It's the get8x8.com.
Downloading. Okay, so I've dropped it into the applications folder. I should just be able to go to the applications now and open it.
Yeah,
Correct.
or you can just go through the top right corner. There should be like a little magnifying glass. You can click on that and just type in BRIA, and it should pop up.
Oh, got it. It's verifying now. Open.
Gonna send you the have you ever done a Join Me before?
I have.
Okay, cool. I'm gonna send you the link for our Join Me meeting so that way I can see your screen.
Okay. So you're in now, right?
I am, yeah. Do you know how to share a screen? I'm trying to. I haven't used this in a long time. Oh, there it
I
goes.
can, well, I can see it.
Okay. Okay, so right now, are you done downloading Bria?
Yes, it's got. Let's see. You know what I might need to do? Let me move it over. I think you're only seeing one of my two screens. Can
Actually, I
you
can't
see that
see.
now?
No, I can you click on the first circle thing that looks kind of like a square? Oh, I think I'm just share screen. Nope.
I
I
think.
think
Well, I
I'm.
think I'm seeing your screen instead of you're seeing my screen.
Oh, okay. Shoot.
Okay, great. And then you can forward it over to so.
If you could just click on this right here, this share screen.
What do you want me to do?
Click on the first circle. I don't know if you can see my screen. Click on that and click on the share screen.
Let's see. Yeah, your screen is gone. This is mine. Yeah, so I'm seeing, all I have is my screen now.
Okay.
Let me try clicking on that link. Okay, so. So restarting. Do I need to do anything here where it says introduce yourself?
Sorry, what was that?
It gives me a little pop-up
mm-hmm.
on the Join Me page, and it says introduce yourself. Do I need to do that, or should I just click out of that?
You can click out of that.
Okay. And then it says hang tight. The presenter has not shared anything yet.
That's weird.
I'm thinking that maybe I need to invite you.
Maybe. Let's try that. Let's exit out of this one.
Let me, I guess I'll go to Join Me. And see. Waiting. Okay, so now it says my screen is being shared, but I don't know. Can you see my screen now?
Can you copy the top link and then send it to me so I can join that meeting?
Okay. Okay, it's on its way.
Cool.
And what do you need me to have open? Just as Bria?
Yeah, so just need the Bria and then have it open so that, there it goes. Okay, so you see the enter configuration server detail?
Mm-hmm.
Can you click on that? And then click on I will manually input my account. Cool. Press continue. Okay. And then the license key is in the email I sent you. It's the one that looks like a whole bunch of letters and numbers.
Okay.
And then press add.
Add.
Mhm. Cool. And then press done. Okay. And then if you could, can you go to your the top bar at the top of the computer? Bria 4 edit view. Go to help. I just want to make sure we got the most updated. Check for updates. Just make sure we got the most updated version. Okay, can you download that right now? Okay. So do you work from home?
I do.
That's nice. Do you like that or? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's probably more pros than cons, but, you know.
Yeah. I guess, for me personally, if I worked at home, it would be hard to wake up on time.
Yeah, well, I've got two kids, so.
Oh.
I've got to get them off to school regardless, so. I've been doing this for quite a while, so I kind of learned that if you're not working, you're not making money, so.
Well, yeah, of course. But I guess it's hard because you can't really separate yourself from home. It's like always there.
That's definitely the hard part. I mean, I've got an office at my house, and it's right there. Email in, it's so easy to go and do it, or tell yourself, well, if I get this stuff done now, there'll be less to do in the morning, but then the morning comes much, but I don't know. It's all good. I mean, this is the first time I've worked from home. I've been working from home now for, I don't know, maybe 6 months or 8 months or something like that.
Oh, really? Oh, it's not too long.
County office, but I've been in the industry for like 15 years. I've been with Cardiff for, I don't know, I think going on 5, so.
Nice. So you've been doing equipment financing for a long time then?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's good. Good to know all the ins and outs then.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay, so now that we got this updated, press the quit, and it should already open new, or update by itself from the one that you have open. Is it stuck? No. Cool. If you could just drag it back into the application folder.
Oh, this one right here?
Yep. It's like that.
Okay.
Good place. Yeah, it's weird. The email the website that I tell everyone to download it from, they haven't updated the link with the new version, so it has to do this every single time.
At least it's not like, a 2-hour download.
Yeah. Okay. Go back to the magnifying glass and then search up Bria. Oh, there it goes. Cool. Okay.
No, down at the bottom of my screen, there's an X through it for some reason. Does that just mean that it's not online, or?
It's not set up with all the settings yet. So that's why there's an X right now.
Okay. And then this box, can I
you can
click
exit,
out of that?
Yeah, you can click out of that. Okay, so if you could just click onto Bria 4 on the top by the Apple. Click on Preferences. Okay. Go to Accounts. Press the Add button on the bottom. New SIP account. Okay. Uncheck the IM/presence. Okay. And then on username, type in this is capitalized KBICE.
For user ID?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then @.
I'm sorry, what?
KBICE and then the @.
Oh, @. I thought you said apps. I'm like, I don't see an apps.
And then lowercase, this is all lowercase, Bank of Cardiff. 01. And then domain, type in bankofcardiff.com.
Any.
Don't need www. Just lowercase is fine. The only thing that's capitalized is the KBICE.
Okay.
Okay. And then on the bottom, you don't need password or anything. On the bottom for proxy, can you click on proxy? Okay, and then let me find a proxy on my own settings. Okay, so proxy is going to be, click on the address part, and then type in lowercase, all lowercase, VCC, Victor. Victor. Dash. SIP dash US 1 dot 8x8.com. Cool. So then now go to, actually, so for username, can you take out the at Bank of Cardiff 01? I messed up. Yeah, that's good. Okay, now click to voicemail right next to general on the middle. Yeah, cool. Uncheck the check for voicemail. Okay, and then go to topology. Click on none. Put on none. Okay, and then now go to advanced. On the 3600, change it to 300. Okay, cool. And then press OK at the bottom. Oh, there it goes. Okay, cool. And then now go to devices. Do you have a headset already?
I do.
You do? Okay. Is it plugged in?
No, it's Bluetooth.
It's Bluetooth. Okay. That's... Do you have any of the, like, the Plectronics one that we have in the office usually? The one that we use here? You don't?
Mm-mm.
Okay. We might have to get you some then. Because I don't think the Bluetooth one works. And I can double check with William about that. Okay. We'll just disregard the device for now. Can you go to Codex? And then you see on the enabled Codex part, click on the first one, Silk. And then press on that less than sign on the middle. Cool. And then just and then go to OPUS and do the same thing. And then the next, this one too.
The ULAW?
No, just the 729.
Okay.
And then also the 722. Cool. Now go to your calls or call. Let me just make sure. Can you change that auto answer after 0 seconds instead of 3? At the top. Right there. Cool. Okay, everything else looks good. Okay, cool. That should be good. So you press the X at the top. Yeah. You can just exit out of the screen. Cool. So now you see the green? That's good.
Okay.
Now I go back to the email I sent you.
Okay.
And then click on that second link I gave you, the VCC-NA2.
Okay.
Okay, and then now click on forgot password.
Okay.
Actually, I can do this for you. You don't have to do it. You'll see email come through on your email. Cardiff. 01. Okay. I just requested for a reset password. So go to your email. You should see it there.
Okay, so username. So I plug this username in here.
Mhm. The username is, oh no, not in that one. They should have another link on the email for your reset password. Click on,
okay.
Yeah, and it also has like a temporary password. And then your username to log in to that vcc-na2.8x8.com. Is going to be capitalized KBIC at lowercase bank of Cardiff 01.
Okay, where do I put that in?
That website that I sent you to just now.
Okay.
The login
That's
page.
That's highlighted. Now, do I go ahead and change that password, though? Do I go ahead and click login on the 8x8?
Put in the temporary password and press login, and it's going to ask you to reset your password.
Do I pick that, or is that something you guys have for me?
No, you can pick whatever you want.
Right.
And just remember it yourself.
Yeah,
can you put that screen onto the screen I can actually see, so maybe I can go guide it through?
That's that one.
So go back on the username bar.
Okay.
And then type in capitalized KBIC at, and then Bank of Cardiff 01 or 01. And then put in that temporary password. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's weird.
Oh, one. Let me try. I mean, maybe I did not cut and paste on this.
That's weird. Type, try...
Cardiff01.
Try .com instead of 01. See if that works. That's weird. Maybe let me try to, let me reset the password for you on my end. Okay, so I just had another request for changing password. Okay.
So I should get another email?
Yeah, can you just read me that password and I'll just do it on my end?
Yeah. It's lowercase d.
D as in David?
Uppercase, yes. Capital M, lowercase c, then cat, number 1, I, capital H, capital Q, capital P.
What's the one before P?
Actually, you know what? Can you cut and paste if I drop it right here?
Oh, okay. I could just look at it. Duh. Okay. Much easier.
Sorry.
Okay. C U 1 I H U P. Yeah. What's up?
I was one of the guys. So my phone rang and it was a DM call.
What?
Yeah. I thought it was one of the guys, like, maybe whatever it would be.
Yeah, did you mess it up?
Well, no, I was like, yeah, can I take your 16-digit, reservation code? And he gave it to me, and then I didn't know where to put it in, so I'm like,
nice.
And he breaks on, like, off the Sam turn.
Okay.
I'm gonna call him right now.
Okay.
He wanted, like, me with, I think, a merchant cash base.
Oh. That's weird. You shouldn't be on the DM ring group.
That's what I'm saying, and that's why I was like...
I'll fix it.
Yeah, but if it does happen, like, where do you enter that?
You don't have the link for it yet. Yeah. It'll be on the side of CNET. Okay. Sorry, Kevin. There's something wrong with your username, so I'm looking into, what do you call it? The admin to try to figure out what's going on.
Okay.
Does your original phone work, or does it is not working anymore?
I threw it out the window, actually.
Oh, did you?
That was before we didn't need it anymore. No, I unplugged it and put it in a box. Get it if you want, but I was told that my 8x8 app was still working, but I wasn't using it, and I was told by some clients that were trying to get a hold of me before I unplugged my phone that they weren't able to get through to me.
Hmm. That's weird. That's not good. Okay. I don't know what's going on. It's not working. It's not letting you log in, but... Okay, let me try this one more time here. Reset password. Okay, did you get another link? Can you check your email and see if we got another link for reset password?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Now, keep in mind, it's saying that my username is just KBytes.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think we should
yeah, I tried.
KBytes?
I did try that, too. And it wasn't
okay.
working.
Here's the new password.
Okay. U1S. What's next to S? Is that H?
It's a B, capital B. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That was the two. Lowercase h.
Oh, okay.
2BF lower R.
SH2BFR. If it doesn't work this time, let's see. Okay. I think there's something wrong with your account. Let me get with the lady at 8x8 and try to figure out, and I'll call you back.
All right, sounds good.
Okay, bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Mm-hmm.